There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
CBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President.
Stephen Baldwin, Kevin McCullough.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for staying up late with us on a Saturday night. Of course, if you're watching on the LA Biz TV channel, it's not late at all. It's just right in the middle of prime time. So thank you for being there. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. We've got a spectacular broadcast underway. Stephen Baldwin is on assignment. He's on an airplane headed to Jordan. Amman is where he is en route to. He'll be landing, talking with King Abdullah in the next 24 hours. He's going to make some speeches, do some other things while he's there. And we hope he'll be back shortly. But in his stead tonight, Kayleigh McEnany, who you may know from the Neil Cavuto Fox Business Channel show on Friday nights. She's often seen. And then Fox and Friends on the news channel and some other places as well. She used to work with Governor Huckabee, who is now a presidential candidate again. So that's and I think that's a good thing. I like the fact that our field is so strong and that there's such a good crowd of people to pick from this go-around.
With the diversity of viewpoints, which I think is excellent. Yeah. A lot to choose from, unlike the other side where you've essentially got one choice. It's Hillary Clinton.
That is, and that's slim pickings when you consider that her husband's former press secretary this week allowed himself to be verbed by one Kevin McCullough. Now, you may not be familiar with verbing. I've only seen a couple of things done that if you Lewinsky, that means something. But the verbing is basically taking a noun and turning it into a verb, like verbing. It's a verb is a noun, but I just made it a verb, so it's become a verb, I guess, is how that works anyway. So to Stephanopoulos, in the world of Kevin McCullough, is to know that you're supposed to disclose something to your audience that is directly in conflict with something that you're giving coverage to, and you don't do it.
That's a great verb, which is exactly what he did.
That's exactly what.
While having the audacity to accuse Peter Schweizer of being biased for having been a speechwriter for George Bush for 4 months. So he's accusing him of bias and conflict of interest, while he, sitting there as an interviewer, has his own conflict of interest, having donated $75,000 to the Clinton Foundation.
Now, what I don't grasp is I expect him to be embarrassed but try to run for cover and take it where he can get it. It looks like he's gotten pretty good cover. Clintons aren't going to throw him under the bus. The Foundation's not going to throw him under the bus. He had ended up, he admitted early in the morning $25,000, and by noon it was $50,000. By mid-afternoon it was $75,000. I still don't know if we know the final amount of money that he gave to the Clinton Global Initiative, but their foundation he has praised. In fact, if you go back and you look through the LexisNexis searches of his coverage of their foundation, he's never said anything critical about the Clintons or the Clinton Global Initiative in any of his coverage.
Not at all. And you look at his interview with the Clinton Cash author, and he's grilling him rigorously, basically accusing him of bias. And you wonder, would he grill the Clintons the same way he grilled the Clinton Cash author? I would venture to say no.
No, there's been multiple opportunities to do so. With Bill. Bill's been there. He's been there more than once. It never happened. It never did. So he comes out and he gives this apology, and evidently ABC News just thinks this is no big deal. Like they have zero reaction to it.
They have zero reaction, and they seem to be okay with it in some capacity. Meanwhile, Geraldo Rivera came out, I don't know if you saw this, and said that the public reason that was given for him being fired from ABC News was a $200 undisclosed donation to a nonpartisan mayor candidate. So ABC cared with Geraldo, I guess, according to this story, but not so much with George
so many years ago.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. So here's what happens. He has the author Peter Schweitzer of Clinton Cash on with his the intent to talk about the book and really to discredit it. A couple of weeks ago, all of these money crises started popping up, and it was all information being leaked from Peter's book. And evidently there were a number of questionable things that he discusses in the book, like, favorable treatment in U.S. consideration to foreign powers when once a large donation was made to the Clinton Global Initiative. And evidently this happened on more than one occasion. Evidently more than one positive renderings of outcomes occurred at the behest of a certain Secretary of State who was in a position to help influence the decision-making process. I know that we have to assume guilt until, assume innocence until guilt is proven, but there seem to be a lot of coincidences that line up in very similar paths. And I think that's all that Peter Schweitzer is saying, is that there's a lot here to look at. Somebody needs to investigate it.
There's a ton of circumstantial evidence. And look, with the Clintons, I can guarantee you this, you're never going to have a smoking gun because the Clintons are masters at covering their tracks. They learned from the Lewinsky scandal. They're not going to let it happen again. You're not going to have a smoking gun. The best you're going to have is an extraordinary amount of circumstantial evidence, which is what the Clinton Cash author put together.
So Stephanopoulos goes after him, just one bazooka shot after another. And I thought that Peter Schweitzer actually held his own in the context of the interview. Then he says to the Clinton initiative, it's doing great work. He praises it. He says all these nice things about it, endorses it personally, has Bill on, does a bunch of softball interviews, all of these things over the last little bit. Never once tells his watching audience at ABC on Sunday mornings when he's doing any of this that he is a personal donor to the initiative and that he is, kind of in bed with what they're doing. Now, I got to say, that just in terms of, like, the Sarbanes-Oxley law that governs broadcast entities, I think he's, like, I don't know, tiptoeing on criminal grounds here because I am reminded when I do a broadcast interview, if somebody is a sponsor of the show, and I have them on to talk about something that's on their mind, and I don't say they're a sponsor of the show, somebody could come after me and say, you did something that didn't line up to the jot and tittle of the law, as broadcast law is currently interpreted. This seems to be a flagrant violation of that on a broadcast network that's over-the-air transmission. We're not talking about a cable channel. We're talking about one of the public airwaves.
Yeah, to make it more egregious, this is someone who's purporting to be a hard news journalist. This is not someone who's a commentator. It's not someone who's supposed to give his opinion. He is someone who is supposed to, in an unbiased fashion, report the news to the American public. And to do this, to have this conflict of interest, I think going way back before this donation and non-disclosure, I don't think he should have ever been in the position of being a hard news journalist, given that he was one of Clinton's top aides in the 1992 campaign, one of his top aides in the White House. So to put this guy in a journalist capacity, hard news journalist capacity, to me, the conflict of interest started there and it continued, and that's why I'm not surprised to see what we've seen now.
Well, what's interesting is when NBC had a problem with Brian Williams, they didn't act immediately, but there was enough of a public outcry that eventually he lost his gig, and I think he's going to lose it permanently, and he probably should. He was making stuff up. And by stuff, I mean, mounds of it. He was wading through it. I mean, there was the imagination had no limit, it seemed like, with Brian Williams on multiple occasions. That's not great, but it's not the same thing as purposefully having a known conflict of interest that is unrevealed. If I tell my audience, I'm all in for this person, before I do an interview with someone who's opposed to them, at least gives the audience perspective. It says, okay, well, Kevin was hard on him because he's for this other guy or he works for the other guy. I did a segment last week on the pledge that Mike Huckabee put out as his new candidates, HuckabeePledge.com if you want to read it. But it's all the things of personal character that he pledges to do as a candidate for president of the United States. I made reference in every segment where I talked about that he wrote the foreword to this book, Why? Because I don't want people to think, oh, well, you know, he's just talking about it because it's, you know, there's no connection there. I want them to judge it for themselves, but I also want them to know, yeah, there was a connection. He did write the foreword to the book. I do have a connection there. And I will make reference to that, and I'll say it a dozen times so that they know I'm not trying to pull anything over on them. And then they go and they evaluate it for themselves. Giving people more information in terms of transparency, I think, is the only way to go.
Yeah, I think you're right. And it leads you to question, why didn't he just disclose? Why didn't he just give this information? That seems that it would have been, you know, fairly, say it at the top of the interview. You never have to think about it again. Give your interview. Why didn't he do that? Part of me thinks, and this is maybe more of the, like, Machiavellian sort of conspiracy route, but, you know, maybe he was giving those donations in order to get some solid interviews going into the presidential campaign. The timing certainly works. I believe he started to give the donations right around the time when she left as Secretary of State and started gearing up for a presidential bid. You know, maybe there was some quid pro quo going on. It certainly fits with the Clinton profile.
You think their former press secretary, who's been without question the friendliest journalist to them in the history of journalism, needs quid pro quos?
That's a fair point, but
I don't know that.
He already had it in the bag, so he didn't need to give the donation.
Well, we'll talk more about that and the Supreme Court ruling coming up.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com. Or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall and Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough. That's a live shot of Times Square tonight for those of you watching on Biz Television. And it is the most happening city on the planet. I'm sorry. I'm unabashedly a fan of New York City. It is the greatest place to be, as is evidenced by the fact that my co-host just got a place.
That's right.
She wouldn't be hanging out if it wasn't cool. So you can come from other places, but, you know, there's only one New York City. So
that's true.
So we were talking about, before we went to the top of the hour, we were talking about the Supreme Court case. And, Kaylee, for people that have gotten in the car and have joined us since then, give us the summary of what this this really unheralded case is all about.
Yeah, so basically there's this wannabe rapper named Anthony Elenis, who went on his Facebook and posted some very vile lyrics, horrific lyrics that might very well constitute a legal threat. Basically, he said he threatened a kindergarten classroom. He threatened his wife, saying things like he wanted to, here we go. He essentially wanted to throw her in a lake, murder her, and disguise it as a murder rape, frame someone else for that. So yeah. These are very vile things. He was convicted under federal law to 44 months in prison for engaging for levying a threat in interstate commerce. So that's being appealed up to the Supreme Court.
It's not a threat if you live in the same state with the person that you're threatening?
It's a federal law, so they have to cross border. Otherwise, you have to go to state law. Is it a crime in Texas? Is it a crime in Florida?
Some states might have laws.
Some states might.
And he could be prosecuted under those laws if they applied.
Right.
But the question is it a federal law because she was in a different state than him?
Right, exactly.
Would such a precedent be something that you feel like would have impact on the states in terms of how they interpreted threats down the line? I mean, how big of a case will this be once it's decided?
Unfortunately, it's going to be very narrow because the Supreme Court is always hesitant to throw out standards. You know, the Supreme Court doesn't want to be a law-making body. They tried to leave that to the legislature.
Wait,
so they tried.
Wait. Was that in effect in 1973?
Hey, I'm with you, but they don't want to be perceived that way. I agree with you when it comes to Roe v. Wade. So they'll try to make this as narrowly tailored of a decision to fit this specific case in lieu of throwing out standards.
But people will use it as a precedent regardless.
Yes,
our lawyers will argue, well, in this case before the Supreme Court, they came to this decision.
Exactly. They'll say this case here in the state is like this case and we should follow this precedent, even though there will be differences and discrepancies.
All right. 888-340-3373. Here's what I want to know. If you're watching or listening tonight and our phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. This disgusting pig of a human being. I'm sorry, Kev, how do you really feel about it? He says these vile things. Nick, put this up on the screen again. Put any of the, just randomly, just pick them and we'll go through them. But some of the things that he has said, let's see, well, this is one. So the next time you knock, you best be serving a warrant and bring your SWAT with an explosives expert while you're at it. Because little did y'all know, I was strapped with a bomb. Why do you think it took me so long to get dressed with no shoes on? I was just waiting for y'all to handcuff me and pat me down, touch the detonator in my pocket, and we're all going. Man, this guy sounds whack. Another one that he posted, looks like this one was on maybe Twitter. If only I knew then what I know now, I would have smothered your backside with a pillow, dumped your body in the back seat, dropped you off in Toad Creek, made it look like a rape and a murder.
Yeah, and this isn't an amorphous vague you. This was specifically directed towards his ex-wife. Yeah.
And you wonder why he's not married. 888-340-3373. But should that speech be criminal? The authorities obviously believe that it is because he stands to serve a 44-month sentence pending the loss of this in the Supreme Court. Which agency arrested him? The FBI? Who was it that brought him in?
I'm not entirely sure. I know he was on the FBI's radar, which is why an FBI agent visited him, and so he proceeded to then write a lyric against the FBI agent. So I presume it was the FBI. They were the ones looking into him. They were the ones who visited him. So.
So should he go to jail for writing this stuff? He says, subjectively, I never intended to follow through on it. I was just exercising my demons. I was just getting it out of my system to just put this out there. History, if I think it's ever showed us anything, is that crazy people tend to keep their promises. Saddam Hussein certainly did. Osama bin Laden certainly did. I think the country of Iran wants to do it. Hitler certainly did it. Stalin certainly did. I mean, you look, history is replete with examples of crazy people that said things before they did them and then actually followed through with them. Should we as a society be embracing and protecting the type of speech that this guy's putting up? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Red Bank, New Jersey. Ralph is with us, listening to AM 970.
You know, how is this case any different from the mob who do their protests, the marches, agitation, call it if whatever you will? And by the way, welcome to this show, Ms. McInerney. How are you, my dear?
Thank you. Doing well.
Okay. All right. You know, how is it? And you, both of you live in New York City, and you see this with your own two eyes. This mob, this bunch of animals, you know, marching against the police, and even assaulting a cop, okay, and calling for a dead cop, equating a dead cop to a good cop. That's First Amendment right there. But when, you know, people respond, you know, react to it, such as the case of that animal who gunned down those two police officers, a bunch of animal, I should say, who gunned down those two police officers in Mississippi. Then the previous to that, the one in Queens Village, in Queens, New York. Well, they're in, you know, the First Amendment right comes to an end right there, because that's a criminal or crime committed right there, either an assault or the murder of a police officer. Now, talking about Clinton, or the Clintons, I don't want anyone to ever assume or think that they shoot a man, but, you know, this acting president, this figurehead, that's Obama, is, you know, an innocent bystander in all of this. Now, let me go on to Nancy Pelosi, okay? This woman is so awfully quiet with what went down in Baltimore, okay, which is a sad, sorry state of affair going on in this country right now. Knowing Paul well, and the both of you, Kevin and you, Ms. McInerney, knows for a fact that Nancy Pelosi has a deep, you know, deeply rooted in that city, Baltimore. She, you know, the family of Nancy Pelosi comes from there. How come she's openly quiet in not trying to either opine, give her opinion, or to react with what went down there in Baltimore?
Was she originally from Baltimore?
Do both of you know?
Her brother was
in the media.
Wasn't her brother? He held office in Baltimore, I believe.
Or her,
I believe the
or
father,
her dad or grandfather
father
or somebody.
Or
okay, yeah. Thank you, Ralph. Appreciate the call. Wow, talk about spanning the globe in one call. Yeah, you know, she was kind of quiet. And the one thing I will say about Baltimore is it's 50 years of pretty far-left progressivist policies that gave them the situation that they ended up with there.
Sure. And then
it hasn't worked out well.
The president had the audacity to say that one of the problems in Baltimore is lack of funding being given to urban communities. When you look in per capita, the amount that's spent per child in Baltimore, per person in Baltimore, is extraordinary.
Yeah.
It's a lot. That clearly isn't the problem.
Money seldom solves problems. It actually does. If you want a different country, you have to grow different people. I say that all the time, but I'm just reminding you. All right, I want to talk about the Supreme Court case the rest of the way. So should this speech by this rapper wannabe be protected by the Supreme Court, in your opinion?
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, the phone number is 888-340-3373, and I know this is a little, trickier of a topic in some respects because we're giving you what the Supreme Court may or may not be saying about it, but here's the simple gist of it. This case, this man was, when was he arrested? In 2012?
Yes, that's okay. When he was convicted for 44 months in prison.
And that's Kayleigh McEnany. You can read her at politicalprospect.com. She's on Facebook, Twitter. Like her, follow her, do all that stuff. She's really smart, and you're going to learn things by doing that. But she brought this to my attention tonight. This case happened in 2012. It's worked its way all the way through to the Supreme Court. This man says violently, piggish, disgusting things on Facebook that I perceive to be threatening to the people that he focuses them at. Go back to the one about the tiny cuts, Nick, and put it up on the screen for those that are watching on Biz Television. He says something about leaving his ex. He says, "I'm not going to rest until your body," referring to his ex-wife, "is a mess, soaked in blood and dying from all the little cuts." Now, I don't know why that's not a violation of law on a lot of levels, like he's harassing her. Like, why isn't he arrested for harassment? Or, I don't know, are there, what other charges could there be? But it is certainly menacing. He's threatening. The Supreme Court says because that happened on Facebook and it went across state lines that it constitutes potentially a federal charge of threatening another human being. And so they are deciding in this term of adjudication whether or not it will be a threat or whether it will be protected. And I want to know from you listening tonight and watching on television, 888-340-3373. I want to know what you think about whether or not that is, it does constitute a threat in your mind. Kaylee, you were saying in the first hour, it kind of comes down to what his perspective is versus what the perspective of the victims are. Explain what you mean by the difference.
So basically there is a very narrow, narrow exception to the First Amendment, which are true threats. You do not have the right. That's not included in your First Amendment rights. You cannot levy a true threat. So to be true, what does true mean? There are two arguments. Anthony Ellison is arguing, I have to subjectively intend to threaten and terrify this person. So The prosecutor has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that I wanted to threaten my wife. The other side of the argument is we don't have to prove that he subjectively intended that at all. We just have to prove that the wife reasonably believed that she was being threatened. So that's what the other side is arguing. So the Supreme Court will come down on this.
What about the issue of objectivity in this whole thing? Okay, let's remove what we can't peer into the mind or heart of for the moment. What about the words themselves? Don't they constitute and count for anything?
And that's exactly what the wife would argue. That is exactly what, you know, these victims of threats would argue, is that this is objective. This was an objective threat. It appears that way. We don't have to probe into the mind of, you know, Anthony, this wannabe rapper. This was objectively threatening.
You use the word terrifying twice in your describing the case. I don't think there's any question. See, that opened it up even a little more broadly for me, because I don't think there's any question that he's threatening. But in terms of terrifying, I think that's a little bit less than an actual threat of me saying, I'm going to come kill you, whether I do that or not. I think the idea that it's terrifying or that it puts a deep fear in the other person that you may do it is a much lower bar
to
cross.
Right, that's a lower threshold.
I don't think any of the quotes we've shown to the people tonight would not fit into the category of terrifying anybody that they're aimed at.
Right, but did he intend this? Did he intend to threaten his wife this way? That is what he's arguing. So that's essentially his side. Did he intend to terrify?
But wouldn't the answer be the outcome of what she feels? Like, I'm terrified that he's going to do this. Like, I had to change my security code on my apartment.
And that's the other side of the argument. What matters is her perspective, not so much his. And there's one case on point that may be the deciding case. It's a 2003 case. Virginia v. Black was the cross-burning case. So basically people burning crosses, you know, that protected speech. And the court pretty clearly said the speaker need not actually intend to carry out the threat. Rather, a prohibition on true threat protects individuals from the fear of violence. So that case definitely lends itself to more of the wife's side.
They sided with the victim in that case?
Right.
So they sided against speech in the cross-burning?
No. They sided for speech in that case. But this was the standard they used in citing for speech. This is just, I'm citing the standard that they used. They came down on the reasonable person standard.
Okay.
But they protected speech in that case.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Want to know, do you think that the court should protect what this murderer, by his words, in what he says and what he publishes on Facebook, written directly to people? I mean, he not only threatened his wife, he threatened his the region's kindergartens. If you've got that quote, Nick, put that back up on the screen. But he said, that's it. I've had enough. I'm checking out, making a name for myself. Enough elementary schools in a 10-mile radius to initiate the most heinous school shooting ever imagined. And hell hath no fury like a crazy man in a kindergarten class. if you were a parent in one of those districts, wouldn't you think that that would be hate speech, terrifying speech? 888-340-337.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, live shot of the Chrysler Building there, and we're so grateful that you're with us, and grateful to have Kaylee McEnany in studio with us tonight. She's joining us. She's down from Harvard. She's done. She took her eight-hour test this last week, got that behind her. Now she can just enjoy a summer in the city. What are you going to do besides go on Fox News every couple of days?
I'll be working at a firm, which should be an exciting experience.
What are they going to have you doing?
Just litigation. We'll see whatever comes down the pipes.
How real is the TV show Suits? I want to know about this.
the TV show.
Have you ever watched it?
I've only seen the first episode.
Because it's all about being exclusively from Harvard.
I've seen the first episode, which was very real, where the students essentially, like, this is how it works when we are recruited by firms. We line up in front of hotel doors. We bang on the doors. We go in for 20 minutes. We're interviewed. And then the next student bangs on the door and goes into this hotel room and is interviewed. It's very real in that sense. So my one episode experience is very real as okay. how they do recruiting and law.
Well, okay. It's fair enough. My wife and I are big fans of that show. And it's kind of cool because it's about lawyers in New York. What better city could you do about lawyers? Anyway, we're talking about the Supreme Court. We're talking about this case where this wannabe Eminem rapper is just absolutely off his rocker violent in terms of the language he's using towards people. And Kaylee, last segment, you wanted to clarify something you had said about the cross-burning case, because you said that was sort of precedent for what they may do here, but what was
Yeah, I wanted to clarify it. I just came across the case. I'm taking First Amendment next year, so I've not come across this case firsthand in law school yet, but this case seems to be very much on point with Anthony Ellis's side of the argument. Ellis is arguing that he had to subjectively want to terrify his wife in this kindergarten classroom in order to be convicted under the statute. Well, he's citing this case called Virginia v. Black. Virginia had a statute banning cross-burning because of what it historically represents.
Sure.
And the court came down and they protected that type of speech and struck down the Virginia statute. And they said, cross-burning, you can ban it, but only if you improved the intent to intimidate along with burning the cross. So basically, Anthony Ellis is saying, this wannabe rapper is saying, just like in that case where you had to prove the intent to intimidate and burning the cross, for me, you also need to prove the intent to intimidate, which it seems pretty intimidating to me.
I don't understand how you can burn a cross on someone's front lawn, particularly if it's not your lawn, and it not be intended to intimidate.
I agree with you, but the court said that in and of itself is not enough. You have to have the burning cross plus intent to intimidate.
So what would that include? Like a journal entry where he wrote and said, I'm hoping that I'll psych him out.
It puts a crazy burden on a prosecutor to essentially, you need something like a journal, a diary, some sort of proof that this person intended to intimidate. It's an extraordinary burden on a prosecutor.
Let's take some calls. 888-340-3373. Heather is listening in Smith Station, Alabama tonight. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Kevin. I'm just flabbergasted by it. It makes you lose your mind on what these judges are thinking. What she was just saying about the cross burning. How do you not interpret that burning of the cross as an intimidation?
Yeah. Or if the bar is to terrify your victim, how does the ex-wife, who's obviously had some degree of disagreement with him because they're now divorced, how does she not
Correct.
Feel terrified if he's talking about cutting her into 1,000 little pieces?
Yeah, I agree. And then to your point about the cross-burning, Clarence Thomas was the dissenter in that case, and he said, look, the historical context enough tells us cross-burning should be banned. It shouldn't be allowed. We don't need to prove this extra intent. And I think Clarence Thomas has a very wise position.
Yeah. Heather, yeah. What else did you want to add?
Oh, just that anybody with common sense, and we've seen the judges in some of their cases, that they've lost a lot of their common sense in their rulings, that anybody with common sense would know that this man intended violence toward her, even if it was just intimidation. Her fear level was there. The violent words are enough. So, yes, he should be.
Heather, I somewhat agree with you there, but, Kaylee, the problem with violent words is the subjective definition of that turns into something very, if you start going on subjective definitions, thanks, Heather, for the call. If you start doing that, then what you end up with is basically hate speech, and people are defining by what they believe hate is constituted by, and that can actually be stretched to a whole realm of conversation that has nothing to do with hate at all.
Yeah, and that's the First Amendment protective side, and that's what the First Amendment advocates are arguing. We could become the victims of this. Like, look, we're not saying things like Anthony says on Facebook. None of us are doing that. But if you start to draw lines in the First Amendment and say this is allowed and this isn't, then pretty soon someone, you know, with certain views on same-sex marriage, that could be something that's not protective because it's hate speech.
I still wouldn't want to be one of his attorneys if they win at the Supreme Court level And he turns around and inside of 3 months actually carries out some of these threats against some of the people that he's committed them to. I would probably want to just do myself in at that point, because I would hate to think that we empower this guy to feed the fire and the anger and the fuel that's inside of him to then be bold enough to go do it. And I think that someone this messed up might very well try.
Yeah, it would be horrible if that happens. And, you know, it's hard, and I understand what the caller's point. You know, we all sit here and we can say this is a true threat. Look, colloquially, this is a true threat. If this isn't a true threat, then what is? But the problem is when you start to lay down standards, because then all of a sudden people who we don't want to get caught up in the true threat standard are caught up in it. When you put down standards, you have to define it narrowly, or else people will be caught up in 44 months in prison that don't deserve it, unlike this guy who clearly seems to need that time in prison.
Some help, for sure. Line two, Stu is calling from Brooklyn. Stu, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough. Tonight, Stephen's in Jordan. Kaylee McEnany is in for him. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good evening, guys. One of the high-profile cases at the Pripahara board was the NYPD detective who is just getting out of jail after allegedly setting up plots involving cannibalism of women that he got through a police data file and online dating sites.
Mm.
And my view is, when you have people like this, it's cry for help. And if someone went to a psychiatrist and elaborated schemes involving all kinds of horrendous acts, does that professional have an obligation to society to basically try and either get help or get that person institutionalized so that they cannot be a danger to the public or themselves? In almost every one of these high-profile serial killings, the killers always left clues beforehand that they're up to something, and no one paid attention to them.
Yep. Same thing with terrorists. It's just amazing. All right, Kevin McCullough and Kaylee McEnany coming back for the final few minutes of tonight. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long time.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you're just joining us, too bad, because we're almost done. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough in our New York studios. And Stephen Baldwin is in an airplane. In fact, he texted me just a little while ago and said he was in some place where he could send a text, and he's going to be landing in the next few hours, and at some point he'll be catching up with me on all that's going on. But we've been so honored to have Kayleigh McEnany in studio with us tonight, and you see her on Fox Business Channel, you see her on the Fox News Channel, you read her online. She's going to be making major arguments before the American people at some time, because she's going into politics once she's done with Harvard Law School. In fact, Harvard Law School, you're familiar with it, right? We see it in a movie somewhere. Nick, roll that clip we found there.
Billy, I go here.
You go where?
Harvard Law School.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard? Oh my gosh, Warner, it's going to be so great. I'm planning this great mixer. You totally have to help me. I'm thinking like a luau or maybe like a casino.
Okay, that's good. Kayleigh, is there anything in the Reese Witherspoon movie that resembles Harvard Law School at all?
No, but I love that movie. That definitely made me want to go to Harvard Law.
It did.
Even more
right.
than I already did.
Well, there's classes in undergraduate schools all across the country that actually study that film for the feminist cause, which I find to be intriguing. But anyway, that's another topic for another time when Kayleigh comes back to visit us. But thanks for being here, and thanks for sharing all your thoughts on the Supreme Court case.
Thanks for having me.
Because you did, now I'm going to have this on my radar screen.
Yeah.
And if you want more of Kevin and Kayleigh on the radio, join us on Friday nights on AM 970 The Answer out of New York City, because she's in the Ladies Lounge feature there every Friday, and we always look forward to those chats. By the way, the great sponsor of this broadcast, MyPillow, has extended its 50% off campaign, and for those of you that call tonight, 800-506-2641, if you use my promo code KMC, they're going to give you 50% off every pillow in stock. You can stock up on everything you want, the bed topper, the pet pillows, the kids pillows, the adult pillows, all of them, 50% off. Your friends, you know the score. They guarantee it, money back guarantee, 60 days to try it. 10 years they warranty the pillow, and if you don't get into REM cycle sleep on your very first night, I'll eat my shoe. Not, but that's that. But you're going to get into REM cycle sleep the very first night. In fact, just to show you how good it is, if you're the first caller at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, I'm going to send you a travel version of their pillow. You're just going to get it for free. You're going to love that so much, you're going to order a real one, I promise you. But anyway, call 800-506-2641, get 50% off, and start getting the actual sleep you need. I started using it a year ago, April. Every night since then, I've had REM cycle sleep, except four. And those four nights, I was on the road and didn't have it with me. But now I have a travel version, so I never am without MyPillow. MyPillow.com, use the promo code KMC or dial 800-506-2641. Kayleigh McEnany, thank you for being here. Jackie, Ivan, Nick, thanks for your guys' good work. And we'll see all of you next week right here on Saturday night on Baldwin McCullough Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Story.